patrons.
Happy birthday to you.
Pair of assholes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bulge. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Thank you.
You old cunt.
You fucking arsehole.
Old cunt.
You old cunt.
You old.
Ye
bastards.
Oldie.
So you're
bunghole.
38.
I am.
Fuck, that's dangerously close
don't,
to 40,
innit? I don't even want to think about it, to be perfectly honest with you. I mad, really don't want to think about
that
it.
He's mad.
Like, he's a lot closer to 70 than he is to zero at that age.
Fuck.
You're assuming I make 70.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just telling you the facts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't do maths.
I was about to say, it's you can't even add up to 70.
It's a blessing.
It's a joy and a curse.
Yeah.
I was, you worked today, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What age were you when you just stopped giving a fuck about birthdays? Did you ever give a fuck about birthdays?
Four.
Before I was born.
People are making a fuss. I don't fucking like it.
Yeah. No, I think...
Nice. How did you feel about turning 30?
I was a bit upset about it.
Was you?
Yeah.
John?
Because it's like your youth has gone.
It ain't here already, is it?
No. Well, it was about half an hour ago you ordered the cunt.
I just saw the lights and stuff and I thought, surely not.
Through the floor or what?
To be honest, I was quietly dreading turning 30.
Mm-hmm.
And how old I was you like...
You can't even remember.
35 this year?
Yeah. 35 this year. Because yeah. You're just slightly older than me, aren't you?
Yes.
Weird to think I'm the youngest in the room.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the most immature,
but then also,
I
was going to say also not, because you are a fucking child.
I don't think I'm any more or less than
or he's
child.
Fucking a child, one or the other.
Where? Oh, this again. This again. Yeah. I mean, I can say many a thing, Bulge, to make you get all funny again.
No.
Again?
Again.
Again.
No. No, I was quietly dreading turning 30. And then when I turned 30, I was like...
No.
Literally nothing. Like, I know that on a day-to-day basis, nothing changes.
It's irrelevant, yes.
But literally nothing changed.
Well, someone told me...
Everyone was like, oh, car insurance would be nice and cheap, mine. And
nope.
I was like, oh, yeah, hopefully. And the thing is that... Is,
yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
My car insurance for the last... Since I've been driving has been due in February, because that's when I passed my test. And obviously my birthday is in November. So... I'm like, oh, it's not long to wait until I get my renewal through. And
yeah, they'll give you money.
I'm going to be 30 and they're going to go, oh, he's got OAP discount
now. Oh, it's
now.
Free now, yeah.
Yeah, OAP discount. It's nope. Gone up by £84 just because I'm a year older.
Yeah. And you haven't hit anything.
No.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well done for being older and driving so good. Here's an increase. Sorry?
Yeah. Here's an increase in no claims. And also premium.
Also, your no claims is actually irrelevant.
Yeah, I thought it was a no claims discount. What's
yeah.
The,
where's
give
the
me
discount?
The fucking discount now. Yeah. You seem to have added money on.
Do you know, I actually did that. I went on the comparison sites.
Go compare.
And I put my amount of no claims in that I had.
Yeah.
Got my quote, then revised it and put zero no claims discount.
And?
£4 different.
Really?
Fuck's
I was like, what
sake.
The fuck discount? Of it? Why am I protecting my no claims?
Yeah, you're paying to protect it
yeah.
as well. It's like...
I remember when I got my 330D, I had a 330i at the time. So if you don't know, I went from a 3-litre petrol to a 3-litre diesel.
Mm.
And I thought, diesel. Cheaper to tax.
Mm.
Cheaper to insure.
Because
it's a diesel. And I've got an extra no claims now because I literally just about to renew. It was more to tax. It was more to insure.
Ideal.
Even with the fucking extra year.
Yeah.
So my kind of, you know, the man maths, oh, well, I can justify spending this because I'm going to save on this. And by the time I've sold my car, I'll be breaking even.
Yeah. Nope.
Did a fuck.
No.
Pissed me right off. Anyway, we're talking cars on the
we are.
Podcast.
Someone
told me, that's what I started to say. Someone told me that 29 is the worst year because you spend a whole year.
Oh,
30
next
year.
30
next
year.
30 this year. I'm 30 this year. You turn 30 and you've just spent the whole year waiting, worrying for fuck all.
I think 39 is going to be worse.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, I mean, back when I was 29...
By the time you're 40, you should have your shit together and guess what?
Well, you got 2 years.
Yeah. So you sorted the career out. You got a career now.
Well, yeah,
but... Which you didn't really have before, did you?
No.
I don't think you can make a career out of threatening to punch supervisors, can
Fuck's
you?
Sake. No.
Well... You had a good go.
Well, this is... I've said this before, it's fun of being friends with John, isn't it? It just really makes you realise...
Oh, you're inadequate, yeah.
I need to sort my shit out. Well, you know, everyone goes at their own speed. I'm like, yeah, but do you know Jonathan Young? You know, Porsche, Beamer, house, child, wife?
You know, off track and stand.
But I was... The thing is, I was...
Got kicked off Dragon's Den.
I was on
the beat too racist.
Yeah.
I was, as soon as a brown person walked through, I'm out.
I'm out. So I was sort of living the life of a 22-year-old, wasn't I, famously, for a long time. Like working in a nightclub and all this sort of fuck around.
Yeah.
And the thought of turning 30, it was a bit of a fuck. And it was in lockdown. Terrible time to turn 30.
Yeah.
Because lockdown fucked me anyway. I got all fat and my hairline disappeared. And then I turned 30.
You got problems.
I was a bit like, yeah.
Yeah, I was just shy of the old bloody lockdown.
Oh, Feb, didn't you? Yeah. Of course you would. Not Feb, Nov.
Nov.
Sorry.
Yeah. I had a good old shindig for mine.
The Beanbridge, didn't I?
The Beanbridge.
Because you went.
Remember.
Yeah, you did.
I do remember going.
Briefly.
I do, because I had to go to work, didn't I? As usual.
Shocker.
James stopped me to get bag off me, and I was like, she makes birthday, calm down.
Didn't he do a load of pills at his wedding as well?
It wasn't pills, no.
Was it not?
No. Did he do pills at his wedding?
I don't know. He went to the toilet. He went to the toilet, quite sort of, and then came back out, like, wah!
Yeah, that's not everything. Pills. Ah. I had nothing to do with that.
It's, of course you didn't.
It was my wedding day and I didn't even get offered.
I don't think it was appropriate, is it?
We'll find out your wedding day.
Yeah. I'll say no, though. That's the annoying thing.
No, because I won't offer. You'll just
see. I see.
I'll just come out.
You'll come out with a load of snow coming out of his nose. Like,
oh, but they're like, John, do the old like head nod and eyebrow thing. And
sorry, nothing. Mate, I gave it to James.
He won't be at my wedding, will he?
Exactly.
Invite him just to do bag. Well, mine actually was in that weird period, sort of in the... Because my birthday's in August.
Yeah.
So it was in the summer when people stopped having flu and all the numbers kept dropping and they went, as we'd expected.
Quite, it was hot too, wasn't it?
It was hot. Summer. Glorious summer.
It was, yeah. But we're 5 years since that happened. The old lockers and all that.
And they're trying it again.
Well, they're not though, are they?
They are. Well, bird flu's a problem. It's not.
Swine flu is.
But.
It's not.
I don't know what the fuck's been going around.
Mpox. The rebranded monkeypox.
Mpox. That's
what they called it.
Moving on. No. That's them, isn't it?
That's the M people.
Oh. It's also quite racist.
No, that's N people.
Well,
Nigel's.
I was talking about you comparing monkeypox to them.
You stinking racist.
Well, you
yeah.
said it. If your brain went there, you fucking fascist.
Well, this is the thing with audio, isn't it? You can't see the looks on your face or the fact that your arm is at sort of 45 degrees.
And
Elon Musk.
That was fucking brilliant, that was. Well, that was amazing.
Right. I want to have this out now.
Uh-oh.
Or fuck me, hold tight.
For a very long time... Can you turn that eater off? I'm getting all animated, not.
I thought you turned it off.
No, I switched it down to level one. Hang on, I'll do it on me. No,
you turn the con horn.
That's what I thought you knew how. New owl.
New air.
I thought you knew how.
Well, air. Down to the middle.
No.
Nah.
Try it, see what happens.
Fuck all, because he's turned it off at the plug now.
Yeah. Anyway. I've said for a very long time... All right, John, thank you.
Sorry, I'm just...
Yeah, it's closed. I knew he's going to do that. I've said for a very long time that Hitler had it right. Ah, oh, I can't. I'll just shit.
This is wonderful.
Hitler had it right, just went a bit too far.
Which he was on the right.
Which sounds like a joke, doesn't it?
Mm.
Because we're all had it drummed into us, Hitler bad, right?
I mean, let's not be... He did do some pretty fucking horrendous shit.
You know
but...
my feelings on this. Name some horrific shit that he done.
I also agree with you that history is written by the victors and... Yeah.
I don't know who Victor is, but I'm sure he was there. But
Well, no, but it is.
It is true.
It was written by the Allies at the end of the day. I'm not saying that bad shit didn't happen, because it quite clearly did, but who fucking knows is the point. Who knows?
Very true. But can we now that we're living in such a fucking...
I think nationalism needs to take a resurgence.
I told you, you're definitely wrong, honestly.
You both agreed earlier on in the group chat. So
yeah, well, I've always agreed.
Make that phase all you want.
I've always agreed. No, I've always agreed. I've always, I mean, maybe not Nat, but
someone tip tapping at the door.
Oh, I don't know.
Tip tap a tippy, a tippy tippy shit, tip tap tip tip. Yeah. So,
what are these noises going on?
It's his phone, isn't it?
Carry on.
I think a dose of nationalism wouldn't hurt to a point.
But that's them saying that'd
be them saying they're downstairs.
Should we pause?
Yeah. Bing, 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 bing.
Hitler.
Fuck me.
Our food arrived, and we've eaten it, and now we can't remember what we were talking about.
No, that was about 20 minutes.
So, change of topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Go on then, John.
Well, no, I was just saying.
No, you said it.
Okay, well, you wanted to talk about us on our anti-fat regime.
Our weight loss journey.
Yeah.
Again.
Hot again.
New year, new me.
Yeah, new year, new me.
Again.
So, talked about it a lot last time. I'd been weighed, didn't I, last time?
Weigh.
Fucking 25. No. Yeah, I had. No.
No. No, no, you put it in the Discord.
It's Wednesdays, isn't it, that you go in for your bloody wears. And obviously it's just 2 weeks between. So you've done a full fortnight as of tomorrow.
So, I am a fucking heavy 25 bastard stone. And I think it was on the pod we were talking about how I'm a bit taller and broader. And, because what I find so fascinating, and I said this in the group chat to you, because you're obviously doing this, and your target weight, so your current weight is basically my target weight.
Yeah.
But I sent you a picture where I was definitely, I know I was heavier than that, because I only basically nudged my target weight and then found it all. but I was heavier, slim as fuck, than you are now.
Yeah.
Not quite slim as fuck.
quite a long way from it.
You can say it, not me.
Rotund is a word for it.
Bastard heavy. 20, bang on 25 stone. Bang on. I don't know what that is in kilos, bowls. I'm ever so sorry.
160 odd, I expect.
Probably about right.
Maybe.
Heavy as fuck. so I have done a week's worth of weight loss. And I lost 3.5 pounds in my first week. 1.5 kilos.
Yeah, boy.
Which is not bad. I was genuinely expecting a lot more. I was... disappointed.
You weren't exercising to go with it as well, though, were you?
No, but you don't have to exercise to lose weight.
No, you don't. You know, you're right, you don't.
But it's not, you're not exercising, that's why I haven't lost it. Do you know what I mean? But
No.
I lost 7 pounds in the first week when I'd done Slimmer World the first time. And the first week is always a big loss.
Physical job, though, at the time.
Physical job, yes. But I was also, food-wise, I was a lot better this time round than I was the first time round.
You're also older.
I was just about to say, I think it was one of you two that brought
metabolism's
up.
Dropped down a bit. It's older.
Shit slows down,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does.
Yep.
And I wasn't very quick to begin with. So I basically stopped. so I was, that's all right. I was disappointed. I was fucking livid when I left, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I expected at least seven. So, but I thought, because I'd been good, I didn't, at this point, I hadn't quite factored in the fact my job isn't factored in fact. My job isn't as physical as it was before, because it was very physical. I was lumping gas cylinders about at least 100 a day. A lot of steps. On a busy day, like, I was...
Yeah. Well, I remember helping you with that job, and it was hard work at times.
Honestly, every day.
Yeah.
I'm not sat at a desk all day now. But I'm certainly it's not a physical job. I move some barrels around.
But that's it.
And do some walking in my job, but not a lot.
No.
So that's a big factor as well. But I was disappointed, but I wasn't going to let it... I wasn't going to just go, fuck this noise. That was never the plan. It's a marathon, not a sprint, as they say. But I have been very good this week.
Unless you're making love.
Love. I've been very good. It was your birthday meal at the weekend.
Yeah.
And despite numerous attempts for me to just let my hair down and Just enjoy yourself.
I've been trying that, but it doesn't work.
Just let the side of your hair down.
Just let the side and back of your hair down.
Let your eyebrows down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or in your case, pick them up.
Oh, for the love of God. Yeah, when they say let your hair down, they don't want to frown more.
What?
The deepest frown you could ever imagine.
Frown line.
So do your eyebrows are like a mustache. Come.
Gayer.
Come. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to relive one of your...
Are you a friend or an enema? Anyway, I'll be very good this week. Your birthday meal. I told myself I was going to be good.
Well, what did you have? I didn't even...
I'm egg and chips.
That's it.
Which isn't great, because there's chips involved.
Yeah, but...
And you don't know what...
I'm an egg.
You don't know what the eggs are cooked in.
Yeah.
It'll be fat.
It'll be veg oil.
It'll be oil, yeah.
I found out at the meal, you bloody love some veg oil, don't you?
Thing is, veg oil's fucking awful for you.
Well, it's not that I love it, but that's just...
It's cheapest.
Yeah.
And easiest.
I mean, but I very, very rarely cook with it.
Fucking terrible
for you. What do you do, drink it?
No. Puts it in the Beamer, then wonders why it fucking don't run.
No.
You use fry light?
Well, yes, but not on absolutely everything.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, you know, for me, if I was to make an omelette, for example, then...
Butter every time.
Not anymore, because a few months ago, I bought a new small frying pan. This is really, really exciting. But fucking hell.
Me, nearly 40-year-old, that sounds exciting.
Fucking hell.
That's what I meant to say, isn't it?
Really?
Non-stick, motherfucker. Like,
you can't beat a good
slippery
frying pan.
As a slippery thing. And I don't have to use anything.
Teflon Don.
Yeah. But previously, I would have put, I don't know, maybe...
Oh, you should put anything in it, you mean?
Because not anymore, no.
Oh, fuck me. That is good.
Yeah. Previously, I would have put maybe... I don't know, a couple of teaspoons of...
Cum
in there to...
lubricate the meal.
Cum.
But sunflower oil is really what...
Yeah.
What we use.
But yeah, so it had, going back to it, egg chips, and the eggs were more than likely cooked in some sort of oil. Which, I mean, the alternative was a burger.
The thing is, oil's not specifically bad for you, but veg oil is.
Is it?
It's fucking awful.
What about sunflower? Really?
Yeah, nah.
But no worse than veg.
It's broadly similar.
But then everything from the chippy is cooked in veg oil.
I know. It's nobody cooks in fucking beef tallow anymore, and beef tallow chips are very nice.
Mm.
But everyone has a hissy fit.
What's
about
tallow?
Veganism.
I know what it is. What it
it's
is?
It's fat.
It's another word for fat.
It's beef fat.
I know what it is, but I didn't know what.
Yeah,
the difference.
Yeah. It's just beef fat.
What's lard? And don't say me.
You 10 years ago, and now, no. As far as I'm aware, it's just beef fat or animal fat.
Do you know, John? Because you're pulling a weird face.
No, Do you know? I don't know.
No, face. I don't. I
think most people don't ask.
Yeah,
they don't want to know.
The way I look at fats. Sorry.
It's with a shocked face.
The way I look at fats is if it's solid at room temperature.
Yeah.
Butter, beef tallow,
so the
things
stuff
like that.
Drips off the kebab meat in it.
Huh?
The residue you get left over from a doner kebab in a tray.
Yeah, but although that's highly processed shit, and let's be honest, it is shit, it's still animal fat, ultimately.
Yeah, true.
So it'll solidify at room temperature. That's essentially what lard is, I think.
But I thought lard was like... I think it's because how much they use, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially back in the day. Old boys and that.
So...
Let's fry an egg. Fucking kilo of lard.
Yeah, no, you don't need to do that. So, like, scrambled egg, I'll use butter every time.
Mm.
You know.
Adds the flavour of it.
Yeah. But what you can't use, necessarily, is things like clove. Anything spreadable... You read the ingredients
list. Not clover, then.
Yeah. You read the ingredients list of anything spreadable. It's fucking unbelievable.
Mm.
There should be, in butter, there should be milk and a bit of salt. That's it. That's all that should be in butter, realistically. Mm. But you read anything like clover, for example. The ingredients list is ridiculous.
Like Lurpak. That's good stuff, isn't it?
I mean, if it's not the spreadable version, yeah.
Hmm.
anything spreadable, basically, because it'll be more rapeseed oil than it will be milk and anything that's actually good for you.
Right.
And that, perhaps. Depends which kind of cow you milked. You milk a bull, yeah.
It's not a cow, though, is it?
No, that's true, it's not. Any bovine creature.
Oh, what's that? Well, we've never mentioned. What's that thing they've added to cow food?
A Bovaer.
Is it Bovaer? That's it, isn't it? Stops them farting.
Yeah.
Heard about this, John?
No, I haven't.
Have you genuinely not?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, they were trialling Lord. It. Oh, the internet went crazy.
The internet went crazy. The tinfoil hat lot went mad.
Which
I totally. Funny enough, that was the reason.
Yeah.
It was.
Feed John Bovaer.
Environmental thing, wasn't it?
So it was the idea behind Bovaer is it suppresses a cow's farts, basically.
Suppresses what, like a machine gun?
Makes them silent but deadly. No.
It farts, goes pew pew.
So from what I gather, it's an additive that goes into their feed at the concentrations that a person would have to mix it in, i.e. handling it at high concentrations, poisonous.
Oh, really?
Once it's been diluted down, from what I gather, the risk to people goes down.
Right.
But it's not non-existent.
Right.
From what I gather, there's talks of it being potentially carcinogenic, which, let's be honest, everything's fucking carcinogenic now. I mean, full of microplastics, but it's better than fucking tap water, which is full of fucking chlorine in my case, because you can smell it.
In what county?
One specific part of Somerset. Although in Devon, South West Water did manage to poison an entire town.
Literally.
Which town?
Brixham.
Good.
That's where the posh smackheads live.
No, that's where the posh fish and chip enthusiasts live.
And the smackheads.
And some
smackheads. It's Torbay, and it's all smackheads.
It is weird down
it's
there.
It's the Walking Dead.
I was armies like, South of smackheads. Hams, just the only good thing about South Hams is the fact it's got ham in the name. That's the only thing I like about
ham
it.
Ham hock.
Because I fucking love ham.
Yeah.
So, I'm weighing tomorrow as we record, yesterday as this is released.
Cool.
Yay!
Cut.
No, should be yay.
Commiserations.
There should be no cut. I'll be honest with you, if it's not yay, what's going on in Discord now? As we all ping off.
Bling.
Oh, that goon.
Midnight Purple. Cod piece.
If it's not a decent loss, I think I'm going to struggle genuinely to stick with it. Because I've been fucking good. I had a meal, yes, but one meal.
No, it shouldn't define
define the whole week.
The whole week, no.
No.
And it's not like you've eaten to excess with that one meal.
No.
You know, it's not like you've gone, oh yeah, can I have our Meg and chips, but with...
Twice.
Yeah, with extra everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you said, which is very nice to hear, when we conveniently went to the toilet at the same time.
Finger.
And you... Me and John went in, he carried the drill. Whee!
Was it a 10 mil drill bit? Because it wasn't going to be a hole saw, was it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I was doing this. Anyway. And you said, done very well tonight, Noodle. I made a reasonably good choice.
Yeah.
I mean, you were knocking back Amstel's like there was a shortage.
You fucking was.
And I was very jealous, but I stuck with my Coke Zeros.
Saturday night, isn't it?
Twas. I kept forgetting it was Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because when... Yeah, anyway. Boring. But, yeah... That shouldn't define the week.
No,
I have been very good.
No, it shouldn't.
I mean, I'm eating, as far as Slim World are concerned, I'm bang on.
Bang on.
And I'm doing stuff like, I mean, I'm even chopping up fucking cucumber and taking like cucumber sticks to work with me and all the rest of it. I love cucumber, honestly.
Fucking, it's because it'll come in the fucking name, isn't it?
And it's the shape of it.
And it's the shape of a cock and it's got come in the name. That's what it is.
Maybe that's what it is. The seed in there.
That's gross.
Crunchy.
Oh, shouldn't be that.
Yeah, so I'm doing that. I'm taking a meal preppy style sort of lunch, which is basically mince and rice, but with broccoli, like onion, celery, pepper, all that sort of stuff, all mixed up together. All right, the vast majority of it is onion, and
how'd you say
mince, onion.
How'd you say it a minute ago?
Onion.
He's still saying it.
He is.
That's the only way to say it. How do you say it? Onion.
No. Just onion. Without a G.
Onion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Onion.
Onion.
F.
UNGYUN is how you say it.
Onion.
It's like
John
a Chinese
onion.
Man's name.
It's like Clumpton / Ufcom dialect.
Yeah. Sound, yeah. So yeah, I've been really, really good. And if this one meal is going to fuck me over for the week, I am going to... Because that was my initial thought when I only lost 3.5 pounds. I thought, I can't be this good and lose that little.
Yeah.
Because fuck this, basically.
But then the other thing as well, though, was, as far as weight loss is concerned, you, I'm assuming you will have gone from drinking just enough to not feel shit through the day to consciously drinking
there's a lot of that going on.
You're going to add water.
You're going to gain water weight.
Yeah, true.
Massively.
And to be honest with you, when I'd done this the first time around, I don't think I was straight in on the water like I have been this time around.
So the thing is, if you weigh yourself...
Weigh.
If you weigh yourself twice a day, morning, evening...
Morning.
You'll notice you'll swing about 0.5 kilo in a day.
Mm. Yeah.
Because of water, food, things like that.
How come when you have a big shit or a piss, your weight goes up? Because people have done that. They've weighed themselves before. Had a shit. And they're heavier than what they were before the shit. Mad, isn't it?
Don't know.
No idea.
Biology, eh?
Yeah.
Bloody mad, isn't it?
Weird stuff.
So you want it as well?
Yes.
Are you on the shakes again?
You're on the Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So you're starving yourself, essentially.
To an extent.
How does it work?
I mean, so effectively...
I've asked you before, but I've forgotten.
You can do either three or four steps to the Cambridge.
What are you doing?
I'm on step one, which is the...
stage one, so intake and the downpipe.
Yeah.
Standard fuel pump.
I'm on step one, which is the very... very restricted intake. And that's basically you live solely on Cambridge products. And you can have four products a day plus some small snacks, but it's all like, as far as your snacks go, it's got to be less than like 150 calories for all of the snacks.
And is that a Cambridge snack or in the shop snack? Is it complicated?
They want you to do the Cambridge snacks because obviously they're expensive.
Yeah.
But I worked this out last time that one of the things on there is crisps. You can have the Cambridge crisps.
Right.
And where I bought a packet out of curiosity to try them. And when I opened them, I was like, these look exactly like the proper chips, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The brand proper chips.
Oh, proper. Yeah.
Only at twice the price.
Yeah, the tortilla chips. But they're nearly the same price to buy one pack as they are for me to buy a 5-pack in Tesco's when they're on a club card offer.
Yeah.
And as if Cambridge don't get enough of your money already.
I wonder. And I went into the cupboard and I thought we had some and we did. And I looked at the back. I looked at the back, and as far as the intake, you know,
what
the makeup on it, it was less in the proper chip ones, which are only lentil crisp anyway, lentil chip. So, yeah, for me, I'm like, I'll just buy them.
Yeah.
It's a cheaper way of doing it. And the bag is technically slightly bigger, not by much, but it's about another 5 grams bigger.
Adds up, mind.
But on top of that, it's 5 grams bigger for a little bit less intake anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they've got a range of stuff you can choose from. They've got cereals and porridges and...
Plural.
Bars, shakes, smoothies.
Yeah.
Like, snack bites.
So you're on day two?
Yes.
Talk us through what you ate yesterday. What was it easy to do today?
Nothing.
Yesterday I had lots of water.
Right.
About 3 and a bit litres.
How much are you supposed to
get any work done pissing all the time?
Oh, it's a fucking nightmare.
I do it.
Yeah.
Just staring at running water all the fucking day. So if that doesn't make you want to wee enough.
So they want you to have at least 2.5 litres and no more than 4. But also spread out through the day.
Yeah. As in... neck a 2-litre bottle.
Yeah, just fucking keep...
The problem is you neck a 2-litre bottle, you'll... pee immediately.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll dry drown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is possible, isn't it? Yeah. Drinking up water is mad, isn't it?
People do it all the time when they've taken ecstasy, don't they?
That's how Leah Betts died.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So,
90s knowledge.
Yeah, yesterday I had a whole load of water,
mm-hmm.
a few cups of coffee, because the hot drinks always
help
me.
You live on coffee, I mean.
Yeah, but hot drinks always help me with my hunger pangs.
Pang.
And then I had, what did I have? I'm trying to think what they were. I had a, what they call their birthday cake bar, which is like a...
Reverse rake?
No, it tastes like a birthday cake.
Well, I assumed it, yeah. That comes as no surprise to me.
No, and...
Is it like one of those protein bars that's dense as all fuck?
Yeah, basically.
Fills you up, though, I bet.
It's surprising. It's surprising. So I had that. I had that and one of the shakes for my lunch.
Mm-hmm. Which what flavour shake?
I had the... Which one did I have yesterday?
Semenade.
I think I actually just went for a chocolate one yesterday.
And that's with water, I'm assuming?
Yeah, just you get the powder in
so
a sachet.
So does that count as towards your water intake?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then for my dinner, well, tea, whatever you want to call it.
Dinner.
I had the...
Do you call it dinner? Good.
Yeah.
I had the Thai green curry sachet thing, which is actually genuinely really nice. It's like with noodles and... And it genuinely does taste like a Thai green curry. And I also cooked some chicken breast and shredded up the chicken breast and chucked it in with the curry, bit of a side salad to bulk it out.
Yep.
And then because I'd only had three of my products at that point in the evening when I was sat down watching TV and you get that.
Fancy summer.
Just have something. And one of the things that I do buy from there, which are really nice, is their bites that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a salted caramel one, which is like a salted caramel with a bit of chocolate on the outside. And they do a ginger and orange one as well, which is
me,
also really
literally
nice.
Literally me.
So, and that's what I had yesterday. And it doesn't sound like a lot, and it isn't a lot. My whole day was maybe, I don't know, 1,000 calories.
How do you find it on weekends then? Are you more... Because I'm much more regimented during the week.
Yeah.
Because I'm at work. There's some sort of structure to my day.
It's a strange one for me at the weekends because actually I'm fine through the day.
Yeah.
But it's when it gets to Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
I always think, I could just have dinner with you, you know.
With like, me?
Well, whoever.
If you're offering.
Yeah. I could just have dinner with them, whoever it is.
Well, Penny, I assume.
Yeah. Obviously. You know, I could
not
just
back swinging again, are you?
I could just have that that spaghetti bolognese you're having, or have that roast, or have whatever. But I always found that when I was actually very regimented on it, I could have a roast because it's actually not that bad.
No.
Just make sure that two potatoes, please, and that's it. I don't want to. Don't go, do you want a third? Or there's potatoes left here, but put two on my plate.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm having.
Yeah.
You can stick an entire broccoli on there for me. That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Whole load of carrots, whole load of blah, 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 and a nice bit of chicken breast. And
no, the old chicken norks, didn't he?
I'll have a whip round with the gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I always
managed to lose weight eating that, which this is the thing, is that if you were to speak to them on the Cambridge, like your, I don't know what they're classed as, but the lady, the lady who weighs you and
consultant,
she'd be like,
the old teeth dryer.
Yeah. Oh, you shouldn't be. Oh.
Yeah, but she's getting it, the old kickback from selling you the expensive shakes, she's going to say that.
You need to be very careful because... You know, the problem is that just introducing that one potato, you'd be surprised. It doesn't do... it doesn't
for
do
the audio listeners,
good,
which is
blah,
all of
blah,
you,
blah.
Bulge just pointed at me when John said potato.
And, yeah, so they're always like...
How long were you on the old Cambridge for before?
I think maybe 5 months... I think it probably would have been
That's not bad.
No, well, this is the thing, is that it is such a... such a calorie deficit diet.
Yeah.
But my problem was is that I had just got to that point where my weight had plateaued and I was just fed up with being on the diet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And instead of doing it properly, which is what I should have done,
mm-hmm.
and gone to see Claire, my whatever consultant.
Nerd. Pusher.
And
pyramid scheme expert.
I should have gone to see her and said, I'm finished with this now. I don't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost enough weight in the last 3 weeks. I've been super strict and lost 4 pounds in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'm going to lose anymore.
I can't do anymore.
So I want to stop doing this. And she would have said, right, well, look,
hear
you can't now. Just stop because you've been living on 800 to 1,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
So if you just stop and go back to eating even 1,600 or 1,700 calories a day, just straight off the bat,
yeah,
it'll come back on.
Your body's going to go and store.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's been so used to having no calories, it goes, right, well, we're fucked, so we're getting food, store it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's basically what your body does.
And obviously, when you do it properly, that's when you really move up the steps. So you can go... You can go step one, which is what I'm doing, which is a complete, you know, pretty hectic...
Cold turkey.
Yeah. And then step two is normally three products, a snack product, and a meal through the day.
Oh, okay.
You know, so whether you have that as your evening meal, but they want it to be, like, under 500 calories, basically. So 500 is, like, your limit.
It's a snack, and it's not a meal.
Well, I don't know. 500 calories is a pretty... Pretty decent meal.
I imagine it's surprising what you could muscle up.
And obviously, this is the thing, is that if you do it properly, they'll go, right, so we either go on to step two,
yeah,
but you're still on a lot of the Cambridge, mm-hmm. however we are going to introduce, or we go on to step three, which is two Cambridge products and two proper meals.
Yeah,
but that's the thing, is they say about calories, but not all calories are created equal, are they?
No, they're not.
So you could have 500 calories worth of scones, for example, and you could have 500 calories worth of steak, and they are not the same thing.
No, obviously that they do take that into account.
Yeah.
See, this is what fucks me up, and this is what I mean. When I start getting into shape that isn't round, and sort of, you know, going to the gym, but what's this? I can't think of the word they use. Isn't it's going to piss me.
Fat?
No. It's like...
Visually fat?
You see a lot of, like... not. Have you seen the Discord?
No.
Okay, don't mind. The, like, bodybuilder sort of type people. I can't think what the fucking word is, but they're always talking about this thing.
Ketosis?
No. Something that's in food, and, oh, I was smart with my this and that, and eat that because it's high in...
Macros?
So, yeah.
I've heard that. Yeah. I don't know what a macro is either.
What the fuck are you on about?
I thought it was a fucking supermarket for businesses.
I did, yeah. It's like Booker... Yeah. But different.
But Swedish. Yeah. Probably. I don't know.
But it's just like... So is that true then? What you're saying?
I don't even know what a macro is, to
No,
be
I meant about
honest.
The calories... 500 calories in a steak.
Oh, yeah.
500 calories.
So 500 calories worth of steak, you'll have good fats. You'll have...
Me?
What? No. you'll have good fats. You'll have more protein.
Evil fats.
You'll have other nutrients that come with eating... meat, basically.
Well, this is what...
Whereas a 500 calories worth of scones, whatever, is a shitload of sugar.
Shitload of carbs.
Then there should be more calories than
basically fuck all else.
Well, no, because...
Also, a 500 calorie steak, be that big. Quite
yeah,
filling.
For example, we'll say it's...
One scone
say
will probably
a,
be
a sirloin.
250.
Say it's a sirloin steak... You know, I don't know, say that you'll get 12 ounces of steak.
Yeah.
But the problem is that you'll only get two scones.
Yeah. And there's no sugar in the steak and there's shitloads in the scones.
Yeah.
And sugar is your worst fucking enemy.
And no, you know, this is one thing. I know this
or
might
added
sound
sugar
silly.
Sugar is your worst enemy.
But this is one thing that I hated, the fact that they changed it so drastically. But several years ago, when I was probably 18... I did Weight Watchers.
More than several years ago.
Yeah. I did Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
And I did really, really well on Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I did so well is because they made it so fucking simple.
Yeah.
When you signed up, you get this booklet and all that stuff. And one of the things they give you is this small... It fit in your wallet. It's this small little wheel.
Condom.
And...
Extra small.
Yeah. And what you do is it is as simple as... If you're out somewhere, yeah. And I used to keep it in my wallet all the time so that if I was out shopping, I could work out what am I about to buy.
Yeah.
And you roll the outside one round to however many calories it was.
Right.
And then the inner one, you roll round to how much saturated fat there was in it.
Right.
And in the middle, it'll give you the number of points.
Yep.
That... And when you're on Weight Watchers, you were allowed X many points.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, at the time, I remember I was allowed 16 points a day. That was my limit.
License lost, isn't it?
Yeah. So I could have 16 points. And if I stayed under 16 points, then the chances are I would lose weight.
Yeah.
And I did very, very well. And
then they made it complicated.
One thing led to another, and I stopped doing it, and... long and short of it is I split up with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really in the right headspace for doing it.
Mm.
So I stopped. But then when I was feeling better about myself, I was like, no, fuck it, I'm going to go back and do that again. And then they changed it. And then all of a sudden I was allowed 42 points. But the whole fucking way of working out points was so complicated.
Oh, really?
And I was like...
When was this? When did you last go back on it, though?
Oh, I would have probably been... 23, 24. And
right.
And I literally went for 3 weeks. And then I was like, well, I've wasted my money here. Because the other thing as well with the way they did it at Weight Watchers was that you paid to sign up to start with. So it was like 40 quid.
40 quid?
I don't know. I'm just saying a round number. Okay. So we'll say it was 40 quid. But that gives you your first pack.
Mm.
And you also get... 5 of these bars and 2 of those Weight Watchers bars and blah, 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 to try and, oh, these are really yummy and they're only 5 points each and you can buy them every week when you come to weigh in and blah, blah, blah.
They do that with Slim and Word. You got these like bars, high-five bars or something they call them. Fucking delicious.
Yeah.
But it's part of your, I won't get into it, but you can have it as part of it. But I never used to buy them because it's always in the cupboard and they tasted so fucking good.
Yeah.
I was always a bit, num, num, num.
Yeah.
Eat. Damn.
Yep. So when you were fully on the Cambridge, like the full calorie restriction, like you're going into now,
yeah,
what are your energy levels like? Say you've got to go and do something physical.
Honestly,
well, you're tired all the time.
Honestly, better.
Right.
But then or now?
Well, not now because I'm only 2 days in and I'm
old.
I'm old and B, I
don't understand how you could run at that kind of calorie deficit and then say, I don't know, go and do a gym session.
Well, maybe not do a full gym session.
For example.
But then at the same time, it was only ever a case with that, it was only ever really a case of just chuck some extra protein in with whatever you're having.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, that was always my...
Because you're going to burn it off.
Yeah, that was always my thought process with it, is like, well, as long as I don't go and eat fucking 4 Snickers bars because I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Well, that's not it, but... Actually, I'm going to go to the gym tonight, so fuck it. For lunch, I'm going to make sure that I've got...
More chicken.
I've got chicken, got rice, I've got, you know, something that's not full of saturated fats, but has actually got some calorie-burning opportunity.
Yeah, because if it's not obvious already, you're very much, I want to lose weight, I'm going to exercise, aren't you?
Yeah, I tend to do that. Yeah.
Every time you've lost weight... Apart from the old foot falling off thing, it's genuinely been because you up.
But it was a joint effort, wasn't it? You know, you were.
Oh, it's food as well.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It was a joint effort. Wasn't just the fact that you restricted your diet. You were on your bike every given opportunity.
Yeah. So, when I was 18, I started going to the gym.
Fuck, in black and white.
Yeah. Yeah, gyms weren't actually a thing. You just went to a farm and lifted heavy stuff up and put it back down again.
Heavy stiff?
Heavy,
probably is.
Did you listen to like Vivaldi in the gym?
Yeah.
I love this new banger.
Mozart bangers.
Fucking needle on with the big trumpet.
No, we had a boy for that.
Meh, see? I want to go to the gym, see?
Yeah. That. So
Bach day.
Yeah. Bach in the day.
Carry on, you bastard.
Okay, right. So when I was 18, which wasn't in 1902, like Niall would have you believe, I decided to go to the gym, but I didn't change my diet. I continued eating
shite.
All the shit. All of it. And I lost weight, but not much. Not really.
Well, they say, and so did Kevin Bridges, but they say you can't out-train a bad diet.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You can train all you like. If you're eating shit, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yep.
Which is why I started doing Slimming World first.
Yeah.
To sort out my eating. And then back in the day, when I got a bit more confident,
went to the gym. Yeah.
And it was hand in hand.
Yeah.
So
the other thing is, sugar's your worst enemy.
Yeah.
Added sugar is your worst enemy.
The only thing...
And you'd be shocked where you find it.
As you found out, I imagine.
Stuff that you eat that you wouldn't even fucking bat an eyelid at. Like that squirt of ketchup.
Sugary fuck.
Fucking rammed full of sugar.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Ketchup, isn't it?
You know, just stuff that you think, oh, that's not that bad, it's not that sweet. It's fucking rammed full of sugar or it's rammed full of carbs.
Yeah. That's what a Slimming World is relatively... There's a lot of natural sugar because there's a lot of fruit.
Yes.
Should we knock it on the head?
Yeah, but natural sugar's fine.
Do you want to knock it on the head?
What time is it at?
It's 8:15.
No, what time is that at?
45 minutes.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, fuck me, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we waffle on about a load of shit.
They don't want to hear us talking about food for another...
Making them all bastard hungry at work.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just quickly finish off what I was saying.
Yeah, it won't be quick.
I have a hell of a lot of fruit, and I'm aware there's a lot of natural sugars in that.
That's fine.
But
you get the fibre from it as well.
Can you have fruit?
Yes, because in its natural form, your body has to work to digest it. In fruit juice form, straight in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
One of the worst things you can do is make a smoothie. Regardless of whether it's frozen or fresh fruit. As soon as you blitz the fibre out of it.
I love it when people go, oh, I'll have this really healthy smoothie for breakfast. It's like, no, all you've done is spike your blood sugar and that's gone straight to there.
God. Yeah. Well, it's like, I'm on TikTok, because we know. Not banned in America, it would seem. Did you hear about all of that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well.
What?
Have you not heard the latest today?
What, they're going to ban it again?
Yep. No, they've got... Basically, Donald Trump has said that they've got something like 70 or 75 days for TikTok to come to an agreement with America that America inherits half of the ownership of TikTok.
Jesus Christ.
Why
are they trying to ban it?
Because it's CCP controlled.
And that is?
Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, get on. Kanishiwa to the...
One of the fucking most stupid things...
Wrong Asian race, but okay.
One of the most stupid things that isn't banned, which I do not understand why, is Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Because it's been widely broadcast that the minute you download Pokemon Go and you go, oh, accept, you are allowing whoever controls Pokemon Go to see your camera all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the most widely broadcasted things that happened was there was this like big building in America that had always been like, is this government controlled or government owned? You know,
so they put a load of Pokemon in there and people started camera pointed at everything.
So then all of a sudden, whoever's running in the background of Pokemon Go has got a full 360-degree...
Highly detailed
photo imaging of this building. And potentially, if they can see something through the glass, there might be something...
Yeah.
For whomever it may be to study.
Lord. So quickly, I was obviously like on the TikTok, similar world recipes, ideas, blah, 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 right? And one of the things that came up frequently was people banging on about how bad similar world is, da, 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 whatever. Personally, and I'm a little bit biased, I appreciate, it is fairly balanced. The reason people have an issue with it is because they don't fully understand it. I can have as much rice, as much pasta, as much potatoes as I want, which sounds crazy.
Counterintuitive.
But I cannot have a bowl of pasta and a pasta only step on some scales and lose some weight.
No.
Slim World aren't telling me that.
No.
They are telling me you can have as much of that as you want, but you need to have double whatever you have of that as veg or fruit or salad.
Yeah.
Basically. Have as much of that as you want, but counterbalance that with this. And one of the things they kick off about is, oh, if you have a banana on Slimming World, it's free. You can have as much of it as you like. But if I was to mash it with a fork, now it's sinned. And it's like, well, yeah. I mean, the mashing the fork thing's a bit, you know, piss takey. But yeah, I mean, everyone knows a bowl of fruit versus and smoothie.
Yeah.
Not the same thing, baby.
No. Yeah. Anyway. You might have the same physical ingredients.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that bowl of fruit in this solid form is worth this.
Yeah.
Mm.
And is good for you because of this, and that exact bowl of fruit that's blitzed up in a smoothie is not good for you. It's full of that.
You
and
digest it,
has none
it immediately. The sugar goes straight in your bloodstream, and dabbiness.
And on that foot falling off note, we're knocking on the head. Thank you so much for listening.
Cheers, then.
Bye.
Bye.